Baz Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam Sichas Trumas in the Sefer Zeruim. Now the Rambam transfers from talking about what's Truma itself to those who are able to eat the Truma. As the Rambam opens up an Alcha Aleph regarding that Truma is permitted for Kahanim and for their acquisitions. Truma u'Trumas Meiser, which are the two types of Truma, Truma Gedayla, and the Trumas Meiser, which is the Meiser that Levi gave the Truma to the Kohen from his own Meiserishon, are Nechelas HaKahanim, eaten by the Kahanim. And that's Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim, whether they're adults or minors, Ben Zechorim, Ben Nekevis, whether they're males or females, Heim Vavdeim HaKananim, them and their non-Jewish servants, their slaves, Ubehemtim and their animals, Shlomek says in the Pasuk Miyikra, V'koyin ki ikne nefesh, if a koyin is going to acquire a soul, Kinyan Kasper V'goyim is going to be an acquisition of his money, etc., that they are also able to eat from the Truma. Now, Eved Koyin Shabarach, the slave of a koyin that fled, that ran away, and the Eshes Kohen Shemarado, and even the wife of a Kohen who also if she rebelled, still these individuals could continue eating the Truma, because ultimately they're still the Kinyan of the Kohen, although they're a fugitive. Halacha Beis. Truma Shal Taira. Regarding biblical Truma, Ein Oichel Oisa Ela Kohen Miyuchas. The only one that could eat such Truma is a Kohen with a known lineage that we know from his ancestry that he's a Kohen. But if you have a Kohen, that it's just presumed that they're Kahanim. But the courts, they can't remove him from his Chazakah, but they don't have definitive witnesses or a written document of their Yichus. Then, they only eat Rabbinic Truma. Or Truma Tahira, now regarding Truma that's Tahar, Bein Truma Gedayla, whether the big Truma, Bein Truma Smaisa, which is only one out of a hundredth, in contrast to Truma Gedayla is one out of 50 from the produce, whether it's biblical or rabbinic, if it's tahar, ain the netanis el kohen tamud chacham. It's only given to a kohen. That's a tamudic scala. Why? Nisha asur lechol truma tamei, because it's forbidden to eat truma that's tamei. And v'cholema aretz becheskes tuma. All ignoramuses, if they're not tamud chacham, we presume that they're tamei. And the problem is they're going to make the truma tamei, and then they're going to eat it. Now, although as Ram's about to tell us, truma that's tamei, the am aretz is not suspected to eat from. But the Am Aretz does not presume himself to be Tamei. So because of that situation, you don't give him Truma Torah. Now, Lafikach, but therefore, nice and Truma Tamei, L'Kohen Shayirtzi, you could give Truma that's actually Tamei to any kind that you want, to even the kind that's Am Aretz, because he knows he's not allowed to. But regarding him himself, he doesn't realize that he's Tamei, and then he's going to make it Tamei, and then he's going to eat it, which is forbidden, and therefore that Truma that's Tahira could only be given to a Kohen Tamei Chacham. Now, Lach Hagim, the Ram continues regarding another individual that's permitted to eat from the Truma if you're married to a Kohen. Yisraelis, a woman that her parents were not Kohanim, Shanishas the Kohen, she got married to a Kohen. Afila Ketana Bashal Shal Miyam Echad, even if she's just a 3-year-old girl, which has to be at least 3 years old, because younger than that, her act is not considered that of cohabitation. But if she's at least 3 years old, Teichel B'Truma, V'chazav Hashayk, this woman who married a Kohen, can eat Truma, could also eat from the thigh and the breast, from the karbanis that her husband, that's a Kohen, gets. Now, V'din Tara, according to biblical law, should Teichel Mishan Asarasa, that actually she should be allowed to eat from when she gets engaged, Shereihi Kinyani, that's actually the Kinyan, the acquisition. Nesuin is a second stage, but the acquisition is actually when they get engaged. But the rabbi said that it's forbidden to eat until she actually goes to the chuppah, to the wedding canopy, to get married. Because there is a decree, in Talmudic times, the woman would get engaged, and then a year later she would get married. Engaged meaning erusin, which is the kinyan, and only a year later go to the chuppah. Problem is, in that year time, if she's getting from her husband truma, and she's living with her family, her father and her brothers that are Yisraelim, she might give them to eat, which is forbidden for Zarat Eid. Therefore, rabbinically, they said it's only when she goes to the chuppah. Halacha Dal, Chareshes, a deaf mute, B'Shoita, and a mentally deranged woman, Shenisses L'Kain, if either one of these get married to a Kain, Eino Echeles B'Truma, she does not eat Truma, Afila Hasi Avia, which is an added Chiddush, even if her father married her off, where actually then she's biblically married, still, she's not allowed to eat. Why? Because there have been the concern, Shemayisa Cheresh Kayin, maybe a deaf mute Kayin is going to marry a Cheresh, a deaf mute woman. Now, the marriage of a Cheresh, of a deaf mute, is only rabbinically a marriage. And V'yachalenon is going to give her to eat biblical Truma, because actually rabbinic Truma she could eat. So, because of that concern, even when he is a regular Kayin, not a Cheresh, But since she's a chereshes or a shaita, so she, her husband might be the same type, and as a concern that that might happen, which then she would actually not allow to eat biblical truma. So even when he is a regular pekach, we also don't let her eat the truma because of a situation of when it's going to be forbidden for him to give her biblical truma. Now, lefika, therefore, gazru shleitechel chareshes by sol klal. So therefore, they made a gezeira that in all situations, the chareshes that's a bas Yisrael should not eat from her husband that's a kohen. Halacha, hey, the Rambam continues regarding those that are forbidden to partake of truma. Hazar, a non-kohen, also lechel truma, is forbidden to eat trumas. Shlomo says in the pasuk over there, v'chol zar liyechol kodesh, any foreigner, which means not a kohen, or not married to a kohen, or not an acquisition of a kohen, is forbidden to partake of the holy thing, which is related. It refers to truma over there. And afilo yoteishav kohen eschiri, even if it was the toishav or the sacher of the kohen, Shlomo says in the pasuk, toishav kohen besacher liyechol kodesh, the toishav, the resident of the kohen, and the sacher, the hired hand, cannot. What does that mean? What's toishav besacher? Toishav zeschir oylam. This is someone that is actually refers to an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave who was sold himself for more than 6 years, which it doesn't go out at 6 years, he's forever a slave of his. And Sachar, a hired hand, says Sachar Shalom, someone who hired himself out for an amount of years, meaning that where generally you just sell yourself, you go out after 6 years, neither one of those are allowed to partake of the Truma of the master. And the Eved Ivri, which refers to the Jewish slave in the beginning of Parashat Mishpatim, Kisikne Eved Ivri, which is when the courts sell him because he stole and he doesn't have what to pay back, so they sell him as a slave to use those proceeds to pay back who he stole from. Harei Kuteshav Asachar has the same halacha as the Toshav and Asachar, meaning, and that's the Chiddush, that even though he's more permanent to his Kohen master than the one who sells himself, because the one who sells himself is forbidden to marry Shifcha Kananas, whereas the one that the court sold, his master is allowed to give his Shifcha Kananas to that Eved Ivri. Even so, he has the same halacha, and he's not permitted to partake of the truma of his master. Bekehenes eshes hazar, and a woman who she comes from a family of kohanim, but she's the wife of a non-kohen. Haridei kazar, she has the same halacha like the non-kohen, which is forbidden to partake of truma. Shlomo says in the pasuk, b'chol zar and every zar. What's b'chol zar? Beinu beinishtei, whether it's him, the non-kohen, or even his wife, also has the same halacha, and then she'd be forbidden to partake of truma. Halacha vav. Zar shachol truma bezadim. The non-kohen ate truma deliberately, consciously. So bein shal yutame, bein shal yutar, whether he was tame or tar, bein shachol truma tar, bein shachol tamei, whether he ate truma that's tame or truma that's tar, either way, chay misa b'deshamayim, the non-kohen who ate that is liable for death at the hands of heaven. Shlomo says in the pasuk over there, u'meisu vay, that he's going to die through it, because he's desecrating, which the pasuk subsequently says, which is referring to this, that if a non-kohen eats the truma, then he dies because he's desecrating, he's not supposed to eat from it. Now, and he gets lashes for eating it, and, but therefore, where if when it's misa b'dei shemayim, we give malchus, if it's not capital punishment, now he doesn't pay for the monetary value of what he consumed. The reason for that being is shein elokim mashalim. You can't get two punishments, and since he's getting lashes, he doesn't have to pay. So therefore, doesn't pay. But v'machal b'shkaga, but if he ate it by mistake, which then he's not getting the punishment. So then ma'isav chayim, then he has to pay, and he has to add on the fifth. Like it says in the pasuk, v'ish ki yechol kodesh b'shkaga. If a man eats the holy things, referring to the truma by mistake. So then, besides the principle, the yosef chamishis of begum, he has to add on an additional fifth. Halacha zayin, uvaz koyin kisi lezar. The pasuk says over there, if you have the daughter of a koyin who gets married to a foreigner, a non-koyin, he betrumas a kaddishim loyseichel. She in the truma, on the holy truma, she's not allowed to partake. Says the Rambam, shnei yonim nichlu b'labazad. There's two ideas that's incorporated in this negative prohibition. One. That if she has cohabitation with the man that's forbidden to her, and she becomes a zayna, where if a woman has bia to a man that's forbidden for her to marry, which is a universal prohibition for all types, and she has relations with him, she becomes a zayna. Where, for example, let's say a grusha has bia with a kohen, which that makes her into chalala, as we explain the laws of forbidden relations in Perek Yutes. So she's forbidden to partake of the trumas forever. Like the halachas of the male chal. Shachol kazar l'chol davar, because the chalal, who is a desecrated child of a forbidden union of kahuna, is like a non-kohen for all halachic purposes, and she has that same halacha. Now, v'mtinase liyisrael. Now, if she gets married to a Yisrael, harehi asur lechol b'amur min hakadoshim shu chaz v'shekel olam. She gets married to a regular Yisrael, she's forbidden to eat that which is elevated, separated from the kadoshim, like we said, the trumas hakadoshim shu chaz v'shekel olam, which that is the breast and the thigh of the kabbanis forever. Ava pisha gerushai meis. Even if he divorces her or he dies, the halacha is going to be that, and as one could actually explain the pasuk now, and it says kisiya lazar, which is when she gets married to a non kohen, betrumas hakadoshim, that which is elevated from the kadoshim, that is loytaychol, that she not let eat, that's forbidden the chaz of a sheik. Now halacha has avala truma. In contrast, the truma, oichelas achas shegerusha Yisrael meis. She actually could eat after the Yisrael dies or divorces her. Im lo hinich ben mimeno. If he didn't leave over a son from her, meaning they didn't have a son together. Shemek says in the pasuk, uvas kayin, the daughter of a kohen kisi almana grusha, when she can be widowed or divorced, vizera ein lasher than any children, of a shovel beisabi kenera, then she goes back to her father's house like she was in her youth, melechem avia teichel, from the bread of her father she eats. And as in the halacha test, mepiashmu lamdu, from the tradition they learned, milachem, from the bread of her father she eats, v'loy kolachem, and not all the bread, which is chayzeres hi l'truma, she goes back to the truma, and v'loy l'chaz v'shag, but not to the breast and the thigh. So that's the difference, where we have a woman that's a bas kohen who goes to a foreign man. So again, if she has an act of znus to this ishzar, so that makes her forbidden to trumas forever. Now, but if she got married, so that's what we're saying, he betrumas hakadoshim loy soichel, that she's not allowed to go ahead and take of this chaza b'shaik. But as the pasuk says, but when she gets divorced or widowed from him, that she goes back to her father's household, milechem avi yoteichel, which is meaning from some of it, which are the trumas, she goes back to, but not to the chaza b'shaik, like we explained, as we were able to even interpret the other pasuk, that she remains forbidden even after that. Now, it's not only by the Bas Kain that we're talking about. Even the daughter of a Levi or of a regular Israel, if she has cohabitation with a man that's forbidden to her, since at that point she became a Zaina, she's also forbidden to partake of Truma forever. And even if, which that's another way, a medium of eating from Truma without a husband, one is when your father, she's a Bas Kain, or one is, no, when she has a child from a kohen. So this is a problem not only for a bas kohen, when she's kisi lezar, that if it's to a foreign person that makes her into a halala or to a zayna, that she's problematic, but it's even for a regular Jewish woman, not a bas kohen, that even if she has another medium to be able to be permitted, let's say she has a child from a kohen, but since she became a zayna, this can make it forbidden to partake of truma. Aloch yidal, vikach, therefore, hashavuya, a woman who's taken in captivity, she doesn't eat truma because maybe she was defiled. Now, although she says that I am tar, they didn't do anything to me, but we have to suspect that these were men that are forbidden to making her into a zayna. Now, but any woman that was taken in captivity that is believed to say that it was tar, like in the classic case of Pesha Hasu, Pesha Hitter, we only know she was a captive based on what she said, so therefore, although she made herself forbidden, she's able to say, but I was never defiled. Oh, Yishishla Eid. Well, let's say she has a witness. That she should be permitted to her husband that they say that she wasn't defiled. Then she could continue eating from truma. Now, if she had, although it's forbidden, bestiality to have a cohabitation with an animal, but if she did, that would not invalidate her from kuhuna. It's not an ishzar. And if she could eat truma. Lachid Beis Rama continues regarding the consumption of truma that's dependent on the type of relationship as a marriage, and regarding having children. So it says Ram, Yisrael Shish Lazer Mikain, as we mentioned before, another medium of a woman to be able to eat truma, even without a husband, a Jewish woman, a non-kain, Shish Lazer Mikain, she has a child from a kain. So Echelis B'Shvil B'Nash, she could eat because of her son. And that's Bin Zocha, Bin Nekeba, whether it's a boy or a girl. Even if it's a child that doesn't have any sign of gender or both signs of gender, and even the child's child until the end of old time, Shemek says in the pasuk, "Bezera ein la." If she doesn't have any children, oh, then she doesn't have the rights to eat. But the Chacham said that the word ein lo, kedusha b'rit, is ayin Allah, meaning analyze or see if there's any descendants. But actually, this pasuk is not talking about, as the Rambam explains, actually in Halachi Adalt. He says like this. Really, the truth of this pasuk is kishem shezer yisrael mekan this place leisa. This is talking about zera in law. If she married a yisrael and she's a bas kohen, she doesn't have any children. She goes back to her father's household to eat truma from her father. But that's the Rambam explains kishem shezer yisrael mekan this place leisa. Just like bas kohen that has a child from a non kohen husband, having that child invalidates her from her father's truma. So the same thing works in the reverse. Kach zera kohen yisraelis. So too, the child of a Kayin, if she's a Yisraelis, Machaloi said that would feed her Truma, and moreover, Apishu is their apostle. And this even if the child is an invalid child, Kate said, how so? So Bas Yisrael, this is the Kayin. If you have a non-Kayin woman, if you got married to a Kayin, Oikhanis li Yisrael, or the other way, if she's a Bas Kayin, you got married to Yisrael, the older women, the Bas, and she gave birth to him a daughter. Now, Ubal Abbas, Mishu Ervalal. Now, there was a man had relations with this daughter, someone that was forbidden in the Isra of Arayas to have relations with her daughter. She got married to an illegitimate man. Umesa Abbas, and then her own daughter died. Very Mamzer Kaim. Now, the child, her grandson, is a Mamzer. So that would affect the grandmother because of there's still Zera here. And that's, like we said, at Sev Kol Deir. So the Rambam explains Halacha Yadal. He says, let's say his mother's mother, this man's mother, he's a mamzer, his mother passed away, but his grandmother, his mother's mother, let's say she was a Bas Yisrael Kohen, because we're saying it's going either way. So let's say she was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen. So she could be Techel B'Truma. She could continue eating Truma, because again, she has descendants from her husband, the Kohen, albeit not a daughter, but a granddaughter. Now, let's say it's Bas Kohen Yisrael. Let's say it's the other way around. Let's say she, if she had no descendants from the Yisrael, she'd be able to eat because she'd go back to her father's household. But she has this grandchild, so Lo Techel, she's not allowed to eat because she's still connected to her husband Yisrael through her grandchild. Halamadzis comes to teach her, she echels b'shvil zara, that she could eat because of her descendants. V'av pisho is a zara apostle. And even if that descendant is someone that's apostle, and v'afil in Yisrael, and even if he's not a Jew. Now, but still she has descendants from that husband. Meintzach lemi, don't have to say, shem hoisla bas mikoyin, that if she has a daughter from a Kohen, even though that daughter is married to a Yisrael, so her own daughter doesn't eat, and even if she was desecrated, meaning that she had children that are pasul for kahuna, still the mother eats because of the pasul bas, again, because she still has descendants from this husband. It doesn't make a difference what happens to them, even if they themselves can't eat. Halacha is of kayetza by simile, HaKehenes, she'en o'echeles, m'mnei zara shem Yisrael. The other way around. For Kehenes, that if she had no connection to her husband, she'd be able to go back to her father's household. But that she doesn't eat because she has descendants from her husband, the Yisrael. So, afa pisho eisa zera kehanim. Even if those descendants, the other word, the inverse of what we said in the previous halacha, even if those descendants are kehanim that do eat, the grandmother wouldn't eat. Kate said, how so? So if you have the bas kohen, and this is Yisrael, you have a daughter of a kohen, they got married to Yisrael. Now, because she's married to him, when he's around, she can't eat. But the older man, the Bas, she gave birth to him a daughter. And let's say even he passed away. The Holcha Bas Ben Yisrael Kohen, then the daughter goes and gets married to a Kohen. The older man, the Ben, and then she has a grandson, meaning her daughter has a son. Sariza Rodli's Kohen Gadol, her grandson, which her daughter married a Kohen. That son could be even the high priest. Machel Es Imoi, so his own mother, meaning this grandmother's daughter, her grandson feeds his mother, which after his father Kohen passed away, because when his father's alive, his father's feeding his wife. But when the father passed away, the son is going to feed his mother, and he's actually invalidating his mother's mother. Now, even when his mother passes away, where as long as she was alive, she herself invalidates her mother because her father was Yisrael. But even then, he invalidates. And Vizois, and the grandmother is Omer, she's saying, ha, Lecha ben Biti, shouldn't be like my daughter's son, who's a Kohen Gadol, he's a high priest, he's invalidating him from Truma. Because if she didn't have this grandson, who himself could be the Kohen Gadol, if she had no descendants, she's a Bas Kohen, she'd be able to go back to her father's household. But here, even though he's a Kohen Gadol, but he's keeping her connected to his grandfather, which was her husband, which was Yisrael, thus invalidating her from Truma. Halacha Dezayin. Ha'eved ain't a place of Mishum Zara. Now, but a slave does not invalidate as a descendant. And Vein Michael, neither does he feed. So he doesn't apply to the previous halachas. Kate's household. Let's say if Kahan is Shanishis to Yisrael. Let's say if a Bas Kohen that gets married to Yisrael. Oh, Yisrael is Shanishis to Kohen, or the other way around. Yisrael gets married to a Kohen. The Yodaman, a Ben, and she gives birth to him a son. Now, Bahalacha Ben v'nichbash ala Shifcha. Then the son goes and he attaches himself to a maidservant, meaning he gets married to her, and for sure if it's a non-Jewish woman. The Yodaman, the Eved, and gives birth to a child who is a slave, because the child of the maidservant has the status like her, so to buy a non-Jewish woman. Umeis, and then her son passed away. V'arevet kaim now, but she has her grandchild that's a slave. So that slave is not considered connected to her. Now, ha'aseim aviv shel eved zeh bas yisrael kohen. So if, let's say, the mother of the father of this slave was a bas yisrael kohen, so lo teichu b'trumah, that would not allow her to eat trumah as if she still has some descendants from him. And the other way too, ha'aseim bas kohen l'yisrael, if, let's say, she was the daughter of a kohen married to Yisrael, teichu she could go back to eating from her father's household. She'ein zeh zeh, because this is, quote, not descendants, she'avodim ein lam yichus, because slaves don't have any lineage. It's not considered as if there's somewhat of a connection. Therefore, he's not going to invalidate, neither is he going to feed. It's not considered like Zera. Halach Yitzayim. Bas Yisrael shenisus l'koyin v'meis. If you have a Bas Yisrael, a daughter of Yisrael, who gets married to a Koyin, and the husband of the Koyin passes away. Now, but v'lomim and the Bain, she has a son from him, which again, would consider her connected to him and thus still be able to eat. But then v'chazav v'nisus l'Yisrael. But then she subsequently gets married to a, after her husband passed away, she gets remarried, married to a Yisrael. Oh, then like Teichu b'Truma, then she cannot continue eating Truma, because the moment she gets married to Yisrael, that detaches her from the descendants of her first husband, the Kohen. Let's say Mesa Yisrael, Balaam and Ben. Let's say her second husband, Yisrael, passed away, and she has a son from him, like Teichu b'Truma. Then she cannot go back to eating Truma, maybe Benasham Yisrael, because she still has a son from the second husband, Yisrael. So even though she has a son from the Kohen too, but she already got detached with the second marriage to the Yisrael, and still connected him to the son. But let's say after her second husband Yisrael dies, then also his son passed away, oh, then she's no more connected to him anymore. Then she'll go back to eating from her first husband who shares descendants from him. Halacha Yitches. Bas Kohen shenisla Yisrael. The daughter of a Kohen gets married to a Yisrael. V'yeshlam min ben. And she has a son from him, which again would be connected to him, thus prohibiting her from having Truma. But then v'chazam minisla Kohen. Then after her first husband passed away to Yisrael, she gets married to a Kohen in the second marriage. Well, Teichu b'Truma, she could eat Truma, because now she's been detached from the descendants of the first husband of the Yisrael, and she now is the wife of a Kohen. Meis, v'lomim in the Ben, let's say the second husband of the Kohen, he passed away, but she has a son from him. Well, Teichu b'Truma, she could eat Truma from having a child from a Kohen. Let's say Meis, b'nam b'Kohen, but let's say the son from the Kohen passed away. Then she's forbidden to eat Truma, because she's now back to connected to the first husband, who she has a son from him as the Yisrael. Meis b'nasham Yisrael, let's say the son of the first husband, the Yisrael, he passed away. Oh, since she's a bas kohen, now she's not attached to anyone. She goes back to her father's house like she was in her youth. But like we had said, that is always forbidden when she marries the Yisrael. She cannot go back to eating the breast and the thigh from the korbanos. Halacha Yitzes, bas Yisrael shenisus l'Yisrael tchila. If you have a bas Yisrael, not like the case we're saying a bas kohen, but rather, she's a daughter of Yisrael, got married, first husband was Yisrael. V'yeshlam and the Ben, she has a son from him. V'chazam and Yisrael Kohen, then her second marriage gets married to a Kohen. So like we said, a Ches B'Truma. When she married to her second husband, she could eat Truma because he's a Kohen. Meis V'lomim and the Ben, let's say he dies, but she has a son from him. Ches Neben HaAchar, and then she could eat because of the second son from the second husband. Sh'arihu Machilu Kameh Shechilov, because he could feed her Truma just like his father, her second husband, was a Kohen, was able to feed her too.